Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, November 13th, 2023, through Friday, November 17th, 2023. Monday, November 13th, 2023. Ottumwa, Iowa man and woman sentenced for defrauding the IRS, Iowa Workforce Development, and numerous citizens. Thayung Mayung was sentenced to 12 years in prison after pleading guilty to 49 fraud and tax-related charges. Fayo Mai was sentenced to 9 years in prison after a jury convicted her of 16 fraud-related charges. In all, Mayung and Mai's fraud resulted in nearly $4 million in losses to the IRS, Iowa Workforce Development, and numerous Iowa citizens. According to court documents and evidence presented at trial, for several years, Mayung and Mai ran a fraudulent tax preparation business out of their family's Ottumwa home. In exchange for a cash fee, Mayung and Mai would prepare and file their customers' tax returns. Mayung and Mai primarily catered to immigrants and refugees who worked at meat packing facilities in Iowa and who had little or no ability to read, write, or speak English. Without their customers' knowledge or approval, Mayung and Mai included fraudulent items on their customers' federal tax returns, like false claims for residential energy credits, business expense deductions, or moving expense deductions for members of the United States Armed Forces. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Tuesday, November 14th, 2023. Social Security employee admits creating fake children's profiles to steal government money. Lee Marvin Nichols, a former claims specialist with the Social Security Administration, has pleaded guilty to theft of government property. Nichols admitted to creating fictitious profiles for two children that did not exist. He linked the profiles to a recently deceased man and disabled woman living in Mexico in an attempt to create a survivor benefits application. Nichols ensured that the debit cards for the children's benefits were sent to the address of someone with whom he was associated. He would then use the debit cards to make regular withdrawals at ATMs. When making those withdrawals, he attempted to disguise himself by using hats pulled down over his face, sunglasses, balaclavas, and other clothing to conceal his appearance. Nichols faces up to 10 years in federal prison and a $250,000 maximum fine. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Wednesday, November 15th, 2023. Former Key West, Florida hotel housekeeping manager sentenced for tax and immigration conspiracy. Natalia Vaslinva Kazanenko, a former housekeeping manager at a large Key West hotel, was sentenced to 8 months in prison for conspiring to defraud the United States and conspiring to harbor aliens and induce them to remain in the United States for her role and a tax and immigration conspiracy related to the operation of a labor staffing business, Phoenix ADB Services, Inc. From at least 2009 to October 2020, a large hotel in Key West used staffing services provided by several companies, including General Labor Solutions, LLC, Liberty Specialty Services, LLC, Paradise Choice, LLC, and Paradise Choice Cleaning, LLC, Golden Sands Management, LLC, and Phoenix ABD. As a manager, Kazanenko used these companies to hire aliens for positions at her hotel whom she knew were not authorized to work in the United States and received kickbacks from the hospitality labor staffing companies for directing unauthorized workers to be placed on their respective payrolls. Kazanenko knew that the operators of Phoenix ABD, who included her sons, former City of Key West police officer Igor Kazianenko and Roman Ryabov paid workers without withholding federal income or employment taxes from their gross wages and did not file with the IRS requisite tax forms for such workers employed at hotels, bars, and restaurants in Key West and at other locations in Florida. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Thursday, November 16th, 2023. Wisconsin contractor and wife plead guilty to home improvement project fraud scheme. Tyler Hansen pleaded guilty to wire fraud and money laundering charges in connection to a contractor fraud scheme he committed throughout Wisconsin. Jennifer Hansen, who is Tyler Hansen's wife, also pleaded guilty to money laundering in connection with her participation in the fraud scheme. Between October 2020 and September 2022, Tyler Hansen operated a home improvement business based in Dane County and Jefferson County that operated under multiple names, including Weather Sealed Wisconsin and EcoView Windows of South Central Wisconsin. Tyler Hansen pleaded guilty to engaging in a wire fraud scheme in which he entered into contracts for home improvement projects with customers throughout Wisconsin, knowing he did not intend to order supplies for the jobs or otherwise start the projects. The contracts were for various home improvement projects, including windows, sunrooms, bathroom remodels, roofs, and doors. Tyler Hansen admitted that he lied to his customers and told them that he used the money from the down payments to purchase building materials for their projects. Instead, Tyler Hansen used the money from the down payments to pay for personal expenses. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Friday, November 17th, 2023. Former Air Force contractor pleads guilty to bribery scheme. Juan Carlos Arevalo III, a former U.S. Air Force contractor, pleaded guilty to engaging in a bribery scheme relating to a large technology contract awarded by the USAF. According to court documents, from late 2013 to late 2019, Arevalo served as the chief technologies officer and senior technical consultant for a USAF component that focuses on intelligence, surveillance, reconnaissance, and innovation. Arevalo worked closely with senior USAF officials in the Pentagon and helped them to design, develop, and deliver various military technologies. Retired USAF Colonel Julio R. Jace Sotomayor was the owner of two consulting firms, Eagle Market Group, EMG, and Federal Security Agency, FSA, and the minority owner of a government contracting firm. As alleged, beginning in late 2013, Sotomayor and the contracting firm's majority owners sought to provide services to the USAF to support various technology projects and initiatives. As part of this objective, Arevalo and Sotomayor agreed to engage in a corrupt multi-year scheme in which Sotomayor, through EMG, paid $185,000 to Arevalo using his relative as a pass-through intermediary. In exchange for these payments, Arevalo agreed to perform and did perform official acts and sought to influence other officials to benefit Sotomayor, the firm, and the firm's majority owner. Source, U.S. Department of Justice, 2023. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us for more information regarding our current certification offerings.